to move the meeting along. So the first thing you would ask is if there's any correspondence that need to be read into the record by either members of council or by the county attorney. So I don't know if we've provided them any correspondence, but that would be the first thing that we would do. And then once you've done that, you would turn to Mr. Lawson as county administrator to introduce a discussion on a barking dog ordinance, and that will be your topic as this council, okay?
Okay. Just turn and say, okay. First item on the agenda is barking dog ordinance. Mr. Lawson.
First order of business is barking dog ordinance. Mr. Lawson.
Okay. And before we get started, let's pull your microphones up close to you so everyone can hear, see how I'm talking, and they're going to be able to hear you in the room and also online. And before we go any further, let's go through the dais and introduce you and the schools that you represent.
Yes, state your name, please, and the school you represent. So we'll start here. And which position you're playing? You're playing clerk of the council.
I'm playing clerk of the council. My name is Clayton Hardy, and I go to Indian River High School.
Okay, what am I?
You are the finance director.
Okay, I'm the finance director. I'm Tate Daisy, and I go to Indian River High School.
What am I? District number three.
I am district number three. My name is Victor DeGeorge, and I go to Indian River High School.
I'm district number four. My name is Sung Sun, and I go to Indian River High School.
You're district one and president.
I'm district one and president, and I'm Nicole Varasho, and I go to Woodbridge High School.
I'm district five. My name is Jewel Tomlinson. I go to Indian River High School.
I'm District 2. I'm Vice President. I'm Emily Messick. I go to Woodbridge High School.
I'm Randy Short. I go to Sussex Central, and I am the county attorney.
Madam President, I understand we do have a piece of correspondence that's just been brought to our attention. I would recommend that the county attorney read the correspondence into the record. Go ahead.
Should I address, dear members?
Sure.
Dear members, this letter is to show our appreciation of your four-year contribution of the non-perishable foods for the pantry. Home of the Brave relies greatly on supporters such as you to continue to provide services to homeless veterans in our community. Our goal is to provide case management for each veteran to transition to their next step within 6 to 9 months after coming to live at Home of the Brave. Providing this transformation assistance to our nation's veterans is truly a life-saving gift. Thank you so much for your commitment to our nation's veterans. With deep appreciation, Jessica Finan, Executive Director.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Okay. First item of business is under the County Administrator. I'm going to pass down a memo that I've prepared for the County Council's consideration. The topic of discussion is the barking dog ordinance. Now, this is a hypothetical situation, and I'll bring you up to speed on where we are. Our rules of order require us to have an ordinance introduced and a public hearing held, and then after the public hearing is closed, the county council can vote on the ordinance. So let's imagine for a minute that we've had the public hearing already and folks have come in to speak on their position on the barking dog ordinance, and now we are prepared to vote on the ordinance. What an ordinance does is it changes. It's another word for a law just on the county level. We pass ordinances to go into law and amend or create our county code. Our rules are called our county code, and to adjust that, we would do so through an ordinance. It's just like a legislative tool. Maybe you've heard of a legislative bill that folks in Dover or in Washington, D.C. consider. We consider ordinances here. So the memo describes the ordinance in the situation that the county council is facing. And this is the decision that you all are going to have to make today. So today, currently, the citizens of the county are affected by barking dogs and the nuisance that comes with a neighbor's dog that barks and continues to bark. And there's no rules on the books right now on the county level that allows us to go out and tell a homeowner and the dog owner that they must control their animal and stop them from barking. As you see on the memo, on average, the county receives 10,000 complaints a year from neighbors of barking dogs. And when we get a phone call that comes into our enforcement office, we simply have to tell the citizens that we cannot do anything. We do not have a barking dog code or ordinance on the books. Now, we do pay for dog control. So when there is a loose dog or a missing dog, we contract out with the Georgetown SPCA, this is hypothetical, to give dog control to the citizens of our county. This is a requirement by the state to provide dog control. We've talked to our dog control providers, and they've told us if they have to go out and administer a new law involving barking dogs, it's going to cost the county an additional $40,000. Finally, our attorneys have researched and have found out that the state has a noise ordinance on the books involving animal noise. However, in talking to the state, the agency charged with enforcing that law has told the county they cannot enforce the law right now because they do not have enough personnel to administer their animal noise ordinance. Okay, so in summary, that's what we've got. 10,000 calls a year for dogs. We don't have a law on the books right now. It's going to cost us $40,000 to pass, if we pass this law, to administer this through our contractor, the SPCA. The state has a law, but they've told us they can't enforce it because they don't have enough manpower. So that's the decision you're faced with. That's the summary. At this point, if the members of council have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them. And I can also give you a little bit of the flavor of what the public hearing, the real public hearing, was like. So if you want to hear about the opinions of the citizens that came in and spoke, I can give you a quick highlight on that. Any questions?
Does the lack of personnel have... do we not have enough, financial backing for the lack of personnel, or could we provide payment for the employees?
That's a very good question. If we were to provide the personnel, it would require the county to hire more people. The average job that this position entails is $30,000 plus benefits, so it would require an additional 3 people. So $90,000 plus benefits would cost the county if we were to do this on our own, in addition to the $40,000 that we would have to pay the dog control Georgetown SPCA to administer this. Yes, sir.
Could the state reimburse you, or the county, rather?
The state could reimburse us, but the state is in a budget crisis and have told us they would not reimburse us. So this would be county money that would be spent to administer dog control as it relates to barking dogs. Yes, sir.
What were the citizens' main concerns at the public hearing?
There were two main concerns, both at opposite ends of the philosophical differences there. One was, you have no rules on the books. I am left as a victim in my house to sit there and listen to my neighbor's dog bark constantly during the day, at night. I've walked over to them. I've asked them to not to control their animal. They refuse to do so. They go to work for 8 hours during the day. They don't even know that their dog is barking, but the people that are living next door hear the dog and are being a victim of the dog and the noise that it creates. That's the main philosophy on that side. On the other side, it's going to cost the county additional money. And there's already a law on the books at the state level. The state should be engaged to enforce that law. Don't create another law. So those were the two main differences in what we heard from the citizens. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Do you know what the state's ordinance specifically says about it?
Yes, good question. It's very specific, meaning there is... it lists the type of animals, and it basically covers all animal noise, including dogs. It says that the the noise created by the animals can be one of two things. It can be constant for 10 minutes, or it could be intermittent for 30 minutes. So if the dog or animal, if it's a bird chirping, a pet parrot, if they're creating that that noise in those two time frames, 10 minutes constantly, 30 minutes intermittently, then in essence the animal owner is breaking the law.
And what happens if it continues throughout past that time frame?
Well, then they have they've gone past the threshold of what it would take to be in violation. So their animals are making more noise than the state law allows.
Are there any exceptions to the law or?
No exceptions.
What if the animal's not privately owned or?
Good question. If the animal is not privately owned and you know, maintained or in a fence or a house and it's out in the wild of sorts, the state hasn't told us how they administer the law at that point. Clearly, if we can't determine ownership, then we can't find an owner to then control the animal.
In that instance, though, just to clarify, then that may be appropriate for dog control to capture the animal and put the animal in quarantine or to take the animal to one of the kenneling locations because it's roaming wild. If there's no discernible ownership, the barking dog issue is kind of secondary to the fact that now it's running around wild, so the dog would fall under the dog control state law.
Other question?
What is the course of action if the period where the dog is barking is passed and someone complains about it?
Very good question. And there was a number of questions about the administration of this law. So in other words, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, the dog's barking, you've got a video camera with the time stamp and everything to show proof of the dog is barking, but no one's going to show up at 1 o'clock in the morning to see this happening. So then what do you do with your videotape? And at what point does there become too much time in between when the officer shows up and you produce the video that shows last night or the night before or time since that there was a purported violation? There were some questions about how do we administer this? And what's a bark? How loud a bark? What is a nuisance? Is it as close as I am to our county attorney, or is it a mile away down the road you heard a hound dog barking and it bothered you? There were a number of questions regarding those types of thresholds.
So what are they asking the owners to do?
The owners, in basic summary, have to control the animal. So if it's an animal that's barking outside in a kennel, then they have to prevent that barking. If that means they have to put it in the house or feed it or give it water or take it away from the kennel or run it up and down the road so it's tired, they just have to control the animal. Stop the barking, stop the noise.
Unless this is a neighborhood or a development that's not, I don't know. I would think that neighborhoods and developments have their own rules and I don't know, qualifications for pets and how you maintain them. So I don't think this law or rule is needed. Sort of, it doesn't seem that it's kind of needed.
Okay. Yeah. Good point. We'll come to the vote in a minute. There was a philosophical belief that is shared by some members that you just stated that the law was not needed. To go to the idea that there are other rules out there that may allow for regulation of animal noise, that is correct. There are some municipalities in the county that do have noise ordinances. We, as the county, don't have no jurisdiction within those municipalities. So for the town of Georgetown, where we are right now, if they have a noise ordinance, it wouldn't affect what we're trying to do as the county. Most of the people in developments and communities told the council that there were no rules as it relates to animal control within their community's bylaws. So that's why they looked to the county for that control. Yes.
Does this ordinance also apply for livestock or?
It does not apply to livestock. So mooing cows and clucking chickens are not, this is for domestic animals.
Okay.
What services are provided by the SPCA and why does it cost $40,000?
The SPCA is, again, this was a state mandated law that the county, all three counties have to provide. The services that the SPCA provide now are basic animal control, dog and cat control. So they have officers on the street all the time that answer the call for animal control. In an emergency situation, for instance, when a police officer is called to a residence and perhaps there is a violent dog there, the animal control will be called in to help control the dog before the police officer can go into the property. They recover dogs and cats that are roaming, that aren't being controlled by their owner. Vicious dogs that may attack people, they will go out and investigate that. At the time that they are captured, the law requires certain things to take place, like shots administered to the animals while they're in the control of the SPCA. All that cost is passed down to the county. Overall, the animal control contract costs the county nearly $800,000 a year. And we have to do it because the state law requires it. How are we doing on time, Chip?
Sorry.
Time to switch, okay.
Have they voted yet?
No. Any other questions about this?
Before we do that, though, they can entertain any suggestions or questions from the audience, from your citizens, the public. So if, Madam President, if you feel it's, you know, if the council would like to get some feedback from the public, now would be the time to do that.
Is there any questions?
I have one.
Yes.
Come forward.
Lyman Brenner, Angola by the Bay, a development outside Lewis. In Newcastle County, where I primarily reside, there is an ordinance dealing with chickens. And you said this would not affect the chickens in the people that are raising them for themselves for their own eggs. Is that correct?
Commercial poultry would not be affected. Domestic is affected.
Okay,
so if you've got a chicken pen in the back of your yard and you're raising eggs, this would apply.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great question. Any other public comment?
All right, you're quiet. So you now have to decide for yourselves how you want to vote on this matter. And if there are no questions from the public and council has no questions, you've heard Mr. Lawson give his information on what the ordinance would do. It would now be appropriate for you as council president to call for someone to make a motion, and it has to be a member of council to make the motion. In order for that motion to proceed, to go to the table, to be able to be voted on, you then have to have someone second it. So a motion and a second, you call for a motion and a second, and then you would ask for a vote. So it would be appropriate to ask if there's any other questions at this time.
Are there any other questions at this time?
Do I have a motion?
Do I have a motion?
Explain what that means.
The motion is a recognition from a member of council that says, I want to go ahead and I want to vote. I think we should now go ahead and vote on this piece of legislation. If that motion comes forward, there has to be another council member to say, I second it. Without a motion and a second, a piece of legislation cannot be voted on. It dies for lack of a motion or lack of a second. There has to be enough interest by the members of council to put it on the table for a vote. So that's what you're asking for. Is there somebody on council who's willing to say now, I make a motion to approve this ordinance? Or
so in this is an up and down vote, it's called. So you would make a motion. I make a motion that we pass this ordinance, and then you'd have to get a second, and then we'd go through the vote. or I make a motion that we do not pass this ordinance and get a second and go through the vote.
Right.
So those are the two hypotheticals.
Are you allowed to add stuff to the ordinance or not? Just have to say yes or no.
Let's keep it simple. Yes, you are literally, you are able to amend the ordinance if you would like, but just for the sake of simplicity and time, let's just say yes or no. So the
unless
first
you've
thing
got
is,
a really good idea.
Oh, no, I have my own input, but I'll just wait. It's fine.
So the first thing is who feels strong enough about one way or the other and is willing to ask their colleagues if they agree by raising a motion?
Okay.
I make a motion to deny this ordinance, I guess.
Okay. I second that motion. All
right. So now, Madam President, you would say I have a motion and a second to reject the ordinance to establish, this was the barking dog ordinance.
Yes.
And then you would call for the vote.
I have a motion and a second for the barking dog ordinance. To reject the barking dog ordinance.
And now you would go to each member down the line and ask them to vote. So.
A.
So yes, you're voting to deny the ordinance.
Yes,
so you
I'm
would
voting
vote yes.
to deny this ordinance.
Okay.
Yes.
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 And Madam President, your vote?
Yes.
Then it's unanimous. Wow. Gaveled down, you would. There you go.
Ordinance defeated.
Ordinance defeated.
Okay. So in real life scenario, this was a very hot topic a few months ago in front of this council. Some of the scenarios that I described to you were hypothetical and made up, but you get the gist of it. The council voted 4-1 or 3-2? 3-2 to defeat the ordinance. So they also did not agree that this was necessary to pass another law to have the county have a rule on barking dog noise. So you agreed with the council. Okay, we're going to switch it up now.
Yes, okay, thank you very much. Good job. Let's give them a round of applause. Okay, let's move this quickly. I'm looking for anyone who's holding this color here. And I have two slots that have to be filled.
Is that right?
So it is an issue.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they can be noisy.
And I actually was curious about that.
Yeah.
Because they kind of the domestic chickens and the noise and the.
I need two volunteers. Would you volunteer quickly?
I see. Oh, there's a demand for that.
Or they have.
Oh, man. They are noisy. They are very noisy.
Have to set the track. I want to give each track.
Okay, so you guys kind of got